Dot Morris with Mission Network News. We've kept you updated on Petra Yashek, the Czech Christian aid worker jailed in Sudan along with three other Sudanese Christians. Today marks 352 days of Yashek's imprisonment, nearly a full year. Dr. Jason Peters with Voice of the Martyrs says they've been in contact.
We were able to get word out from him, and he said, God holds the key to my cell. I've been talking about persecuted Christians in Sudan for years, and now I find myself among them.
Wondering what you can do?
Please pray for Peter and these Sudanese brothers as they're facing incredible pressure. They're in prison. They've been there for nearly a year. And there's a lot of governmental pressure. There's a lot of international advocacy groups who are trying to get these brothers out of prison, but we haven't been successful yet. So we ask for your prayers.
From war to refugees, the headlines these days can be rough.
As we watch the news and see what's going on around the world, just remember that there's Bible translation going on nearby.
That's Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates. They're committed to making Bible translation faster around the world. One of the latest tools they've developed is a print-on-demand system that's small enough to fit in a backpack. It's perfect for Bible translators working in places where it's dangerous to be a Christian. Wycliffe Associates is hoping to get 11 of their many print-on-demand systems installed as soon as possible.
The least secure areas of the world is where Bible translation is really needed the most right now. And those are the situations where they're not able to set up a permanent shop.
Find ways you can help at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported thanks to people like you. You can join us here on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.